This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. It is Tuesday, December the 17th of 2024. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. We are at our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies and 30 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting. It is the same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can use that to call us. You can use that to text us. And again, of course, you can also use the Civic Media app. Just open up the app. You have all 21 of the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to the fourth one down. Click on that. That's our WXCO page. And you can just click a call or click a text to be part of the show. Coming up later in the program, we'll have our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz with the one and the only Ian Welsh. And Ian, normally in the first segment of the second hour is where we discuss what the topic is. We're going to hold off on that. We're going to wait till the next segment, and then I'll give you something to think about as you try to get back on the winning track here today.
Sounds good.
But we want to say good morning to you, and again, good to have you on board.
Happy to be here.
But we're going to talk to you later because, again, we have a chance here, as we do every other Tuesday morning, to be able to talk to Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library.
Good morning.
Good morning. Again, for folks, just a reminder, what's your position at the library?
I am the marketing specialist for the Marathon County Public Library.
And that's what brings you here.
It's
a perfect fit for us. But again, great to have you on board.
Wonderful. Thanks. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So it is December the 17th, and we were talking before we went on the air. It's that time of year. It's almost, you know, holiday time, Christmas time, New Year time, and obviously there's a lot going on around here downtown. But it also means maybe a little bit of a slower time at the library. Correct?
Yeah, a little bit. We know folks are busy trying to get all their last minute plans together. You know, school's wrapping up this year or this week before Christmas break, so families are kind of busy, so things are a little bit slow at the library, but there's always something happening, of course.
Let me ask you, though, when we get to, because obviously, I think probably at the end of this week, I should check the schedules for the schools, but the schools do shut down for the holiday break. Do you see a lot of kids come in during maybe the holiday break between the right before Christmas and then when they return just after New Year's?
Yeah, we definitely do. It definitely picks up. Any time that there is a no school day for our surrounding districts, we definitely see a bigger number of kids coming in with their families, trying to keep them busy during the day. You know, sometimes when they're home and they're kind of thrown off their routine a little bit, their energy gets a little bit accelerated, right. You know, so always fun to stop by the library and see what we have going on. And we really try our best to have something going on those no school days, especially.
I'm probably going to ask you a question you may not even know the answer to, but doggone it, once in a while, I got to throw it out there.
Yeah, just we'll
to
see.
Because nowadays we hear so often about, you know, the different ways of getting books. You have the audio books and different ways of just getting the books. In terms of checkouts of books, how much of a change has there been recently? Do you still have as many folks that check out books as they used to, or is that changed maybe? Because you have the opportunity to check out audiobooks at the library as well, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Physical books, audiobooks.
I should have thrown these questions
online as well. Yeah.
Research.
Numbers, I guess I'm not sure. And it's hard to say because we see folks coming in all the time. Yeah. So
you're not over the shoulder saying, oh, is that a book or is
exactly.
that an audiobook?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know those stats off the top of my head, but that is an interesting thing to think about.
Something very interesting I must share here is I've never listened to an audiobook. I still have never, never done that. And somebody who works in the audio business, you think I would probably have done that. But
yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah, we have to do that. But I still love the idea of a book. I got a significant library. I got this big bookshelf, and I just still love it. Even with newspapers, I still enjoy the idea. But obviously, I've used the online quite a bit. But there's still something special about the book on the print. And I think that it's one of the wonderful things. And I hope that never changes at the library. They used to have all those books, it is really a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will. I think it's time to try to maybe stop on by. I'll check out an audiobook driving off to a broadcast or something like that.
For a road trip or on a flight, you can download them. The free app to check them out for free on your phone.
See, you guys thinking ahead, staying with the times there, or with the Marathon County Public Library. What is going on here? I mean, obviously, it's next Wednesday is Christmas. What in the run-up, is there any special activities going on that we should know about?
Yeah, we have a couple of our regular programs happening this week. So tomorrow in Rothschild, we have our regular Pokemon Club for kids. It's really popular. Kids just come on in, they bring their Pokemon cards, and they trade for an hour, and that might not sound like something that I would be into, but these kids love it. And they just are so excited to see what each other has and to just kind of show off their collection. And it's really fun to see them get excited about it. So that's tomorrow at Rothschild from 4:30 to 5:30.
It's wonderful to learn about what is connecting with other generations.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, as we get a little bit older, we have the things that connect with us, but to see what excites the kids. And I imagine, again, at the library, it's important for you to know that in order to connect, because if you have these projects or these events that just don't connect, nobody's going to care, right?
Exactly. Yep. So to stay relevant, it's you know, important to be able to connect with them in that way.
And that's, again, another example of something happening at the branch library as well. That's one's coming up on Rothschild. And I was actually looking at your Facebook page earlier as I was getting set to talk to you, and you have what's coming up this week, and you got things that are happening in Marathon City and Mosinee and Edgar and Spencer and Stratford, and of course here in downtown Wausau as well. And there are a number of different events that are coming up, aren't there?
Yeah. We also have our Lego Club happening this Thursday in Wausau. That's from 3 to 5. Pretty simple. We just toss out a whole ton of Legos. We have buckets and buckets, and you know, the bigger ones, the smaller ones, and kids just come and build for those 2 hours.
Again, it seems like is it a special focus do you have on young people in terms of the library and some of these events? I know that there's also events that do target different age groups as well, but it does seem like it's really important to try and target the young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We try and have programs for all ages, but definitely for young children, just to start off that love of libraries and a love for learning early.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library here on 98.9 WXCO. What else is on the itinerary?
Yeah, so next week during Christmas break, or winter break, I should say, we have a couple kind of passive activities. Just come on in and do them whenever you have time. So at Wausau, that'll be on Monday, and then Thursday through Saturday. We are closed on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. But those other days at our Wausau location, we're doing some upcycled gingerbread houses. So not quite out of gingerbread, but we'll have cardboard and paint and all sorts of supplies to make a gingerbread house out of those. So
I think that gingerbread often is a lot like cardboard.
Yes, it sure can be. Yeah. Hopefully cardboard will be a little bit easier to build with. I know that can be frustrating for some when you work so hard on decorating your house and then it collapses in the middle because the icing won't stick.
I see as well that, again, for folks that, like myself, who enjoy having those books in your hands and be able to add to the library, you're having another book sale, aren't
we
you?
We are, yes. This Saturday is our last 2024 Friends members only book sale. So if you are a member of the Friends group, it's a $10 annual fee. That allows you to get access to those sales every month and check out what they have in their shop.
$10 give you that advantage. That is a very small price to pay.
Exactly. Or $20 per household. So maybe, you know, you, your spouse, three kids.
I know. That adds up, you know, big group and a great opportunity. And in terms of, I mean, in terms of the books that you do put as part of this book sale, it's not because the books are in bad shape or anything like that.
No, not at all. I mean, occasionally it's like, sure, there might be one that's staining or it's been around for 20 years and in the sun and it's yellowed and never been checked out. So that does happen occasionally, but sometimes it's maybe we bought, you know, 10 copies because it was new and it was really popular and everyone wanted it. And now it's 5 years later and the demand isn't there anymore. So
poor book. Yep. It used to be so popular. Now so
it'll have to go to a new home and be loved somewhere else.
Exactly right. We have about 2 minutes to go. Anything else that we should be knowing about at any of the branch libraries that are coming up here in the final days of 2024?
Yeah, just a few days left. Rothschild next week also has a craft that you can stop in and do, a winter hat craft, kind of make a little DIY pom-pom out of some yarn. That's always kind of fun. So that's kind of just stop in anytime next week at Rothschild when they're open. And then at our Wausau location next week, we'll just have some movies happening for kids starting at 2 p.m. So Monday, Thursday, Friday, and then the following Monday, we'll have some holiday-themed movies or winter-themed or just some of the newer releases that have come out.
Fantastic. Again, as the kids are off for school next week and then run up
keep
to...
keep them busy.
Keep them busy. Give the parents maybe a little break.
Exactly.
Especially such an active time. There's so much going on, and it's wonderful that the library will be part of allowing the kids to come and be entertained. And again, hopefully they'll also go into the stacks as well.
Exactly. Yep. That is always the hope. Yep.
Exactly. Robin Vargas, again, you can get great information by going to the website.
Sure can.
mcpl.us.
There it is.
I keep remembering it. Mm-hmm. So again, check it out and also follow the library on Facebook. I get a lot of the information every 2 weeks when you come on in.
Yeah.
Check it out to see what's going on at the library. Well, Robin, have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, you as well.
And final days of 2024. And I think the next time we talk will be in 2025.
It will be. Cheers to 2025.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick time out. The time is 9:18. It is Tuesday morning, 30 degrees under overcast skies. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
We'll be right back.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Yeah, New Year's Day coming up in 15 days. Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow will be New Year's Day. Of course, Christmas a week from tomorrow. Lots of shopping still to be done. Lots of celebrating to be done. And something coming up in the next segment, we're going to try to lift things up, because this time of year it can be very, and especially after the news that came yesterday, to be look at the serious side. But it's also a time, and I hope people do take advantage to try to, again, look at the bright side of things, try to be optimistic, to be positive in some ways. But I know it sometimes can be very, very difficult, and it's not about pushing aside important questions and important things that need to be fixed, but at the same time, to be able to still find the joy within our lives. So we're going to try to do some of that as we continue here today as well. And of course, at the end of the program, we'll have our fun time. We'll try to always loosen it up with our daily history lesson, because I am a man of history. I love the history. I love to hear about some of the events that occurred on this date in history. And we'll do that. We'll talk about some of the famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today, including the Pope. The Pope is celebrating a birthday today, so we'll talk about that. Not many special events. In fact, there's only two listed. In fact, of all the days we've been doing that, I never remember a day where only two are listed. Sometimes we'll have like a dozen or two dozen listed, and there's only two listed today. So what are they? Well, we'll talk about that. And then we will also have our daily history lesson. I mean, I should say our number for the day. I get so confused sometimes. Our number for the day quiz with Ian. And we always give Ian an opportunity to play the game and try to get the correct answer for our number for the day. And Ian, you're 0-for-1 so far this week.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
But we will try to turn it around. And I know for a fact that you're not going to get a 5-for-5 week in 2024, because next week we only have 4 days. But maybe you can still get a perfect week, because Christmas next week, and I'll let people know about this, Christmas and Christmas Eve, there's going to be some special programming here on Civic Media and on 98.9 WXCO. In fact, starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve and then going through Christmas Day, there will be a Christmas special programming, Christmas music, Christmas programs, and a chance to, when you gather your family around, you can turn on your radio, turn on 98.9 WXCO, and be able to have a holiday cheer coming from your radio, and the perfect kind of programming to have in the background as you open up your presence and do a lot of good things. So
very much so.
Yeah, so we will do that. We will not have a show on Christmas Day. We will have a show on Christmas Eve, and then on the 26th when we get back on Thursday. And we'll be back as well. So again, make sure that you tune in on Christmas Day for that great programming from Civic Media, special Christmas programming. Abe, would you like to know the topic for the number for the day quiz?
Sure. What is today's topic?
Today's topic is universal health care. So universal health care. So that's what we are going to talk about this time around.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. So we'll give a number based on that and see if you can get back to 50% for the week. If you get 1 out of 2 to start the week, that puts you in a good position. If you go to 0-for-2, then it's like, uh-oh, we're going to have to start digging again and try to get through there. So obviously we hope to get a right answer from Ian as part of our number for the day quiz coming up later in the program. Mm-hmm. Also, make sure the rest of this week, we are got today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, it is still Civic Media's grown-up gift list, Text to Win statewide contest. It started last week, and it goes through this Friday. And you need to download the Civic Media app in order to play this. And then listen in at 7 o'clock with Pat Kreitlow in the morning. Then at 11 o'clock with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, at 1 p.m. with Todd Alba, and then at 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia, as they will give you the keyword near the top of every hour. And then open up your app, bring up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then all you have to do is put in the one word. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I'm trying to remember what the word was last hour, I think it was Carol. Carol, C-A-R-O-L, like Christmas Carol. That is dead. It's we don't reuse the keyword. So you get to the very end of the hour. So if in the 7 o'clock hour, Pat gives you a carol, you have until 8 a.m. in order to text that keyword, and then you're part of the drawing to win either a $100 bill, $100 of cold hard cash, or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Those are the hourly prizes. So we do that four times a day, Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. But every time that you send in your keyword, even if you don't win the hourly contest, you are then part of the grand prize drawing. And there will be 8 grand prize winners. We have the grown-up gift list, all these special gifts, and 8 different people will have a chance to win. So make sure you tune in after 11 o'clock with Jane Mantenere, your next opportunity to win with the grown-up Christmas list contest here on Civic Media. The time is 9:29, 30 degrees under overcast skies. We have an information update coming up, and then we'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Commit to the Badgers and more hoops news and results from last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The University of Wisconsin women's basketball program picked up a big commitment last week when Shawn O. Jr. Leonore Dean announced she'll play for the Badgers. The 6'2" wing player averages more than 28 points and 9 rebounds per game for the Hawks, coming off an all-state season last year. The Kimberly girls team scored a pair of big wins last week as the Division I second-ranked Papermakers scored victories over 9th-ranked De Pere and 6th-ranked Hortonville. Senior Reagan Krieger scored 45 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in the two games. In another big D1 showdown on Friday, 5th-ranked Hartford outlasted 3rd-ranked Homestead 70-65 in overtime as Rita Kepper and McKenna Christian each scored over 20 points. In boys basketball action last week, Waupun's Aiden Hawkinson poured in 50 points in a win over Winneconne, making 10 of 16 three-point shots. It wasn't the only 50-point outburst last week, as Cumberland's Gavin Gore scored 51 in a victory against Spooner on Tuesday. Almond Bancroft's Aiden Phillips had a huge week, scoring 34 points with 18 rebounds in a victory over Northland Lutheran. On Thursday, he had a career-high 46 points with 15 rebounds as the Eagles took down Pittsville in overtime. Last Friday, WIAA Assistant Director Tom Shafransky announced his retirement after 22 years with the association. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
No more words and no more promises of love.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And, of course, on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:37. Still overcast out there. Expecting a little bit of snow as we get later on into the evening. And then, of course, more significant snow on Thursday. Make sure you stay tuned in all day, all night. We'll always keep you up to speed on the weather with Brittany Merlot and the rest of our meteorologists at Civic Media. Tonight, do have high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors taking on the Medford Raiders. I'll be hitting the road to Medford tonight. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. And then tomorrow night, of course, don't forget as well, the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about the action going on in high school girls and boys basketball, plus girls and boys hockey as well. Our guest will be at 6:25, the coach of the 6-1 marathon girls basketball team, Jeff Schneider. He'll be our coach guest this week, and then our student athlete guest at 7:06 will be Andrew Wickman from the Northland Lutheran Wildcats. So that's coming up tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m. and I assume, Ian, you'll be there with us, right?
Yes, I will.
Always appreciate that. He is the guy that gets us on and off the air. Without him, it would just be a lot of void, big dead spaces. But Ian, always on the other side of the glass here in our studios, pushing the right buttons. By the way, tonight, Mega Millions jackpot has reached $740 million. If you were to win the Mega Millions jackpot tonight, would you show up to work tomorrow?
Yes, I would.
That's what we like to hear. I would as well. In fact, I would keep my job because I just think, well, at least that's my initial gut reaction. But I do think that I think for us to live our full lives, we do need our work, our job, the relationships you have through work. I think if you just took the money and then just retired, I think that you need to work in order to keep your mind sharp as well.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
But if you were to win $740 million, I guess it would be roughly probably $380 million or something if you took the lump sum. What is the first thing you would buy? And especially here during Christmas season, you could do splurging. What would you want to get if you had an opportunity where money is not an object?
Well, the first thing I would do is give the money to Wausau Community Theater and Central Wisconsin Children's Theater and the River and Woods Theater as a way to keep them going for years to come. And after that, I would take my whole family for a 2-week long vacation in Walt Disney World. Just 1 week, but 2 weeks. So that way we could actually take our time, enjoy everything, and not have to be
Heck,
on a schedule.
You could take the month. But no, you're exactly right. I like the first part. I think
honestly,
that is
2 to 3 weeks in Disney World is good enough.
Yeah, then you can always go back if you miss anything.
Yeah.
But the idea of giving back to a local organization that's been part of your life, and obviously you've done upwards of close to 75 shows, like 73 if I'm not mistaken.
73. The conclusion of the True Magic one I did a couple weeks ago.
Of those 73, which organization has been the most?
Oh.
Was it Wausau Community Theater? You've been in a lot of those shows, right?
I would say that I'm not trying to shame anybody. Here's all all the theater organizations I've been a part of over the years have made a big impact in my life.
Right.
But Wausau Community Theater, I believe, was my first theater outside of high school where I got the chance to, expand my acting abilities, meet so many new and wonderful people, and really get to audition for a lot of different shows. I mean, shows I never even heard of.
Right.
But just shows that, keep the community alive and the creative. Just, WCT is definitely the organization that's mean the most to me.
Well, I like the idea of you giving that big give a nice donation should you become a super rich Elon Musk type mogul.
And after the 2 or 3 weeks in Disney World with the family, I take a group of friends of mine and go on a Disney cruise.
There, very good. Folks out there, what would you do if you were the winner of the Mega Millions lottery tonight? What would be the first thing that you spend your money on, especially during this time of year? You can send us a text on that one or a call at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. What would you do? What would you, the first thing that if you had the opportunity where money was not an object, what would you do with that money to start things off? Don't spend it all in one place, though. I mean, you got to keep it for the future, for that rainy day, that proverbial rainy day. But what would you do with that money? 715-382-9297. That would be, again, I think very interesting to find out. But tonight, I may have to stop at a gas station and just buy a ticket or two, just in case, and see whether or not get very, very, very lucky. $740 million, the estimated jackpot. Often when it gets this high and higher, that the estimated jackpot goes a little bit higher because more people like myself who never buy tickets stop by and buy a ticket or two. So in the end, it turns out to be actually that number being a little bit low. Also, are you a big Superman fan?
I am. I'm a huge Superman fan. I'm actually glad you brought that up because I saw a poster for a new Superman movie that's being directed by James Gunn.
Exactly. I saw this little story about it. James Gunn, as you said, director of the upcoming Superman film, has announced that the first teaser trailer will be coming out this Thursday. A brief teaser for the teaser trailer, so a teaser for the teaser, was released yesterday, and it features a glimpse of what we presume is the Fortress of Solitude with the iconic Superman logo prominently displayed. So the teaser for the teaser, but the real teaser is if you go to the movies, I think you'll see the teaser for the new Superman movie that will stand star David Corenswet. I've never heard of David Corenswet. Have you heard of David Corenswet? He is going to play Superman / Clark Kent. Rachel Brosnahan will be Lois Lane. And Nicholas Holt will play Lex Luthor. So those are the stars.
There's only been like a handful of Superman movies out there. I mean, first you have the original Superman movies with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Legends,
yep.
Incredible Superman. And then they had like the Superman Returns with Brandon
Routh.
Yeah, thank you. And then you had, and the Superman Returns movie, supposedly, it's kind of like a reboot that took place after the original Superman, but kind of like a different take from that. So that was interesting.
Have you heard?
I actually like that movie.
Have you heard? Yeah, I saw that one too, and I did like that movie as well. Have you heard? Is this one a reboot completely? Is this going to be the origin story?
I think it is actually, because I think the only other one was, let's see, well, it was a DC Superman. It was called The Man of Steel, and I cannot remember who the actor was who played Superman in that movie. But he was actually a pretty good Superman. But I have high hopes for this, a new Superman movie. I mean, the teaser poster, I saw the actor who's playing Superman. He looks...
he looked tough. Let's say
he resembles the idea of Superman, and the poster itself was...
Does he fill the suit, I guess, is the way...
Personally, I think he does. And I'll have to watch the teaser in a couple of days to, you know, see how the story will be.
And the movie will be released in theaters on July 11th. So it's going to be one of those summer blockbusters. So summer blockbuster, the new Superman movie coming out. So that's something to look forward to. I think the lines will be forming early.
definitely. Probably as soon as the teaser comes out, people will be sending questions like, where can we buy the tickets? We're at the website.
Oh, by the way, I saw this morning as well that Wicked Part 2 has got a title change.
Yes, so I know, saw that too.
You saw that. You saw the first part coming up.
Now second part is called a Wicked for Good.
Yep, Wicked dot dot for Good, or colon for Good. And the title change pays homage to the iconic duet featured in the musical.
Oh, yes.
So the two characters... how do you pronounce it?
It's Helfaba and Haglinda.
Yep. Portrayed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, sing about their transformative friendship. So so Wicked for Good will be the second part of the Wicked movies. Currently, Wicked has grossed over $525 million globally, secured its place as the highest-grossing Broadway film adaptation ever. It is closing in on the record held by Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia holds the record for the highest grossing Broadway film adaptation. The 2008 film made over $611 million at the box office. So I think Wicked is going to get there before all is said and done.
I agree.
Heck, sounds so good. You may go see it again, right?
Oh.
Never know, right?
Never know. I mean... honestly, I was really impressed.
Very, very good. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson, our final segment of the show. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with our daily quiz for Ian on our number for the day. So that's coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 17th day of December, 2024, day number 352 of this year. There are 14 days remaining in this year of 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Going back to 1969, the United States Air Force closed its study of UFOs, stating that sightings were generated as a result of a mild form of mass hysteria. Individuals who fabricate such reports to perpetuate a hoax or seek publicity. So, according to the U.S. Air Force, UFOs, not really a thing, at least back on this date in 1969. On this date in 1989, it's hard to believe, 1989, that means it is 35 years ago today, The Simpsons debuted on Fox television. A TV series lasting 35 years and still no signs of it going away.
I think they're on their 53rd season, last time I checked.
No, this is 35.
35 seasons?
Yeah, it has to be 35 because it was 35. I don't know if it's what number season, but 35 years ago, so it'd be 35.
It's a long time.
It's been on for 35 years. So, yeah. Simpsons debuted on this date in 1989. On this date in 2008, Time magazine named Barack Obama as its Person of the Year. On this date in 2014, after several major movie theater chains said it would not show The Interview, Sony announced it was pulling its planned Christmas Day release. Theaters had received threats from hackers over the planned showing of the Seth Rogen film. The comedy stars Rogen and James Franco as journalists who set up an interview with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and are recruited by the CIA to assassinate him. And on this date in 2019, a young girl's 5,700-year-old DNA was extracted from birch tar used as chewing gum from Lolland Island, southern Denmark. Just think about it, 5,700 years ago to be, you know. And frankly, we're sitting here today, and it'll be 100 years from now, we'll not be here. It'll be 1,000 years from now, we won't be here. This is the big picture. Sometimes it just blows you away. It
really does.
Some famous people who are celebrating their birthdays today. Pope Francis is 88. Ernie Hudson of Ghostbusters fame is 79. Eugene Levy, 78 years old today. Also, Laurie Holden of The Walking Dead is 55. Sean Patrick Thomas of The District turns 54. Sarah Paulson of American Horror Story and Glass is 50. Giovanni Ribisi is 50 years old today. Mila Jovovich from The Fifth Element is 49. Boxer Manny Pacquiao is 46. Emma Bell of The Walking Dead turns 38. And Nikki Rodriguez, My Life with the Walter Boys, is 22 years old today. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Just two special events listed. It is Maple Syrup Day, and it is Wright Brothers Day. That's it. And now it's time for our number for the day. Our number for the day quiz, where we give Ian Welsh three choices, one of which is the correct number for the day. If he gets better than 33% correct for a week, it's called a passing week. If it's below 33%, it's a failing week. If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. His best all-time record is 4 out of 5, and of course, we're still trying for that perfect 5 out of 5 week.
Yep, that's right.
So, remember what our topic was?
Universal healthcare.
That's right. All right, our number for the day, the percentage of the global population covered by some form of universal health care. So again, percentage of the global population covered by some form of universal health care.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 69%? Is the correct answer 79%? Is the correct answer 89%?
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm going to say 79% of people all over the world are covered by some form of healthcare. It's my final answer, 79.
The percentage of the global population covered by some form of universal healthcare is 69%.
Smallest number.
So you've gone with the middle number yesterday. You went with the middle number today. Yesterday it was the highest number. Today it was the lowest number. So you're just around it.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, you're going to have to dig out of a hole for the third straight week. It's
2 weeks ago. It's just a little pit right
now. All right. Well, we'll see if we can do it tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Coming up tomorrow, Bob Look will join us in the first hour, and Sean Wright in hour number two. So hopefully you can join us then. Matt and Air on Air is coming up next. Don't forget Wausau West basketball tonight at 7 at Medford. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and keep it right here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.